Author, L. Fielding. I slow the car into the curve of the lane, feeling it bounce over ruts and channels, loose gravel spraying from beneath the tyres. As the track climbs, I straighten, peering beyond the hedgerows to catch a glimpse of the sea. In the muted light of dusk, I spot white caps breaking across the water, the sea ruffled by wind. Already my breathing softens. I flick off the radio, not wanting the presenter's voice to dilute the next moment. I've been looking forward to it during the long drive from London to Cornwall. As I turn the corner, I see it. The house on the clifftop, standing like a promise at the track's end. Pulling into the driveway, I cut the ignition and sit for a moment, engine ticking. It still feels entirely incredible that this is where I live. In the first meeting with the architect, I'd no idea what I'd wanted beyond the number of rooms and a space to write. Over the months that followed, those untethered ideas began to weave together into a vision, which now stands 3 stories tall, overlooking the wave-pounded bay. The house is painted dove grey, with large windows framed in natural wood. "Contemporary coastal heritage," the architect said. I'm glad the weatherboarding is starting to lose some of its stark newness, and the windows look pleasingly salt-licked. I still need to soften the exterior. Perhaps train some wisteria to climb around the entrance, if it can survive the bracing sea winds. I've never owned a house before, or a flat. Growing up, my sister, mother and I always lived in rented accommodation. Words like house and mortgage were for other people, not us. The car door swings wide as I step out, the sea breeze causing my dress to billow and flatten around my thighs. Gravel crunches underfoot as I cross the drive, hauling the case onto the flagstone doorstep, then searching the depths of my handbag for my house keys. I'm one of those people who carries too much. Purse, phone, pens, a novel, my notebook. Always a notebook. Slotting the front door key into the lock, I hesitate. There is something unsettling about returning home knowing strangers have been staying here. My fortnight in France was laced with worry over the decision to Airbnb the house, so much so that twice I'd clambered onto the roof terrace of the farmhouse in search of mobile reception. Thankfully, there were no cries for help from them or my sister. Standing on the doorstep, I have the unnerving sensation that when I open my front door, I will find the family who rented it still inside. The mother, an attractive woman with an expensive-looking hairstyle, I recall from her Airbnb profile, will be at my butler sink, water sloshing over pale hands that hold a plastic beaker. Behind her, I imagine a child in a high chair, pudgy fingers pushing a strawberry into its mouth. At the breakfast bar, a father will be cutting slices of toast into soldiers, lining them onto one of my stoneware side plates, before carrying it to a girl of 3 or 4, who will count the pieces carefully with a fingertip. There will be music playing, talking and laughter, the sidestep of parents' feet as they avoid a toy car on the floor. All that noise and energy and movement that a family generates pulsing inside my house. My heart contracts. It should be my family. Pushing open the front door, I'm immediately aware that the air smells different. Something earthy and damp, mixed with the residue of someone else's cooking. The wind sucks the door shut, slamming it behind me with a startling clang. Then, silence. No one to call out to. No one to greet me. I drop my handbag onto the oak settle beside a pile of neatly stacked post. I glance at the bill resting on top, then look away. I slip off my shoes and walk barefoot into the kitchen. Sea and sky fill the windows. Even at dusk, the light is incredible. 2 gulls wheel carelessly on the breeze, and beneath them, the sea churns. This is why I fell in love with the house, which was originally a run-down fisherman's cottage that hadn't been modernised since the 60s. I read somewhere that the beauty of a sea view is that it's always changing. No 2 days are the same. I remember thinking the statement